You're listening to Ink Speak, where storytelling and poetry meet the wonder and magic of living. I'm your captain, author, poet, and unearther of life, Maverick Malone. 6:52 a.m., my final morning. I gotta pack up here soon and head back. So, naturally, I'm back up on the rooftop, and it is very cold this morning. I've reheated, it was iced coffee that I have turned into hot coffee, and it's already gone cold. I've got my shoes on, my jacket, sitting up here. It's a little chilly with the wind, but so worth it to catch one more sunrise coming through the little skinny trees, which I wish I knew what kinds of trees these were. They're very skinny. Matchstick trees, but they're beautiful, especially with the light coming through. I'm surprised with it being April that there are so many trees that are still awaiting their leaves. Like, you can see the buds coming in, but I guess it's still just been too cold. But I can only imagine this place in summer with everything. I mean, it's already pretty green, but everything just flourishing. And if there's wildflowers that grow around here, and inevitably the fireflies. I read a guestbook entry that said they couldn't believe how many fireflies were here. So I'm assuming they were probably here in summer or during a time when it was warmer. I saw a couple last night, but not many. This would be a place that would be really fun to return to in the summer. And I say that about so many of the Airbnbs that I visit, but I don't think I've gone back for a second visit to any of them. And while I want to, there's kind of a reason for that, is because everything exists as it exists. And it persists in my mind, in my memory, as it happened. And I don't think I want to rewrite any of those memories. There is one that I do want to return to, and that's a story, and I wrote a poem about that place, but that's a story for another time. But everything else, well, as much as I love the idea of going back and revisiting and having another experience, I kind of just want to let it be what it is and have it maintain that special place in my heart, having had the experiences that I've had, having learned what I've learned, having been there by myself. And that's the thing. Some of these places, I like, it would be super fun to come here with someone or return somewhere else with someone, with, you know, friends or family or whoever. But it would be different. And I don't think I want it to be different. Even the places that I have had some negative experiences, they in the end, they always turn positive. That's just what I do. I pull the lesson from it. I've never had like terrible experiences at anywhere I've stayed. But I mean, I've had some unsettling experiences or things that didn't go as planned, challenges for sure, but that's the thing. Things happen the way they have to happen. So I've spent the morning, by morning, I mean, I haven't been up here long, maybe like 30 minutes, enough for my hands to go cold. I can't really feel my fingers anymore. The rest of me is warm, but I was polishing up two poems. I brought a book out here thinking I would read it, but this is also what happens to me sometimes. I'm ambitious and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go read this book. Let's go sit up here and enjoy the morning. And then I will read a page and then get ideas and just start writing or not pick up the book at all. So I've got my kitty friend here joining me for one last little get together. She's curled up on the couch, she's curled up on the chair in the corner. She's so sweet. I was laying up here last night and I heard this noise on the metal stairs, and it scared me, especially in the dark, because I turned off all of the lights up here, so I couldn't see anything save for the stars, you know, what light they were giving off, what they illuminated. But, and then I saw this shape moving behind me, and I whipped my head around, and then like it took me a minute for it to realize, oh, that's Kitty. I was like, oh my God, my heart was pounding for a minute when I heard that noise. I was like, oh my God, what is coming up the stairs? Like, it's gonna be a bear or something. Like, no, it's just, it was Kitty. It's fine. You know, I said, like, I'm not scared being out here by myself. But had it been something else, a wild animal or something, not that a wild animal would probably be scaling these stairs up here, but little noises in the forest sometimes even can make a grown woman jump when you're here alone anyway, in the dark with no light whatsoever. I'm kind of sad though. This is what happens to me on trips when I get to the end is, and I think many people feel this about vacations, about any kind of trip away. We're sad when it ends because we want that, whatever that feeling is that the trip has brought, whatever it has given us, we want that to continue. But we all know the saying, all good things must come to an end. But I don't know. I think I beg to differ with that. I know there's negativity that we have to deal with. There's hard things, rather, hard things we have to deal with. Not everything can be happy and good. But I don't think it's true that good things end. Because there's always something behind it. There's always something that we don't know on the horizon that's coming next. So can you really say that good things end? One good thing might end, but that doesn't mean there's not another one coming. There's something else on its way. This trip is ending. I'll pack up. I'll go home. I'll return to my corporate life. Some part of me will feel cramped and boxed in and caged. But there's also good things in that life too. There's so many good things. And even in the moments where I'm sad or I'm in pain or I'm really struggling, good things will come back. There's always something to look forward to. Even if we don't know what that thing is, the very idea, the very belief that something good is coming is something to look forward to. So I think I'm going to end this, whatever this is, this diary entry, this episode, with sharing one of the poems that I wrote at the end. And we'll make it pretty, and we'll put it, we'll wrap it in a bow and put it with some music. I think I'll save that one and record it when I get home, because I've been recording all of these on my phone. So if you hear rustling and background noises, that's just, it's raw, but it's not terrible quality for my old iPhone 8. It's actually not that bad of quality, because I wasn't out here, you know, with my podcast equipment. It's just me sitting on a couch with my phone. But I think I will record the poem and we'll set it to music. But thank you for joining me on this strange and beautiful weekend. This has been a really fun format for me, and I think I might do this again. So I'm returning home different than when I came. I feel rejuvenated. I feel like this was something that I needed. And here's to looking forward to all the good things that are coming. Signing off. Slow livin', where all the chairs rock and are made of elm, where rickety cabins lean into the ledge while others tower as stone manors with names like Ritz on the Mountain, Hoot in the Hollow, Hickory Hideaway, where pie reigns supreme, peanut butter, tomato, peach, and the drink menu is only three, water, coffee, sweet tea, where the native tongue has a drawl and the greetings a warm twang, where the floors creak and the windows are always open, where the birds never stop tuning their instruments, where the breeze breathes and the sunrise speaks, where stars illuminate far more than a night sky, where the city ends and you begin, where the Wi-Fi has all died and your heart learning how to listen.
Thanks for sticking around until the very end. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support my one-woman show, please subscribe and share it on social media or leave a rating and review. Reviews will help this pod to be found more easily, and that in turn helps this whole thing grow. To catch the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Mav Malone. Let's connect. My DMs are always open and I'd love to hear from you. If you want to stay up to date on the latest events, books, and podcast episode releases, please head to my website, maverickmalone.com, and sign up for my email newsletter. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.